Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. In hour number two, we are inside the Quicken Loans studios. And as a reminder to listen to the show on the go, just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. And you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And we are so delighted to have back with us our producer from YSR. It is ready. All ready to hoop it up and talk some NBA news and notes, and that, of course, is Joe George. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening, Big E. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back in the saddle and visiting with you, and there is so much ground to cover on what has transpired over the past 2 weeks in the NBA. So who has impressed you the most as far as team-wise in week two?
Well, you know, the one thing I'll say about this is that there's a lot of 5-0 teams right now, so the team that's actually impressed me the most is a team that's they're 1-4 right now. But they've got a lot of heart. They're playing really good basketball, and that's the Orlando Magic. They've played five teams against the playoff that went that made the playoffs last year. The only team they've beaten so far is the Pelicans. They've lost to the Thunder. They've lost to the Bulls. They lost to the Wizards, and they've lost all the four games they've lost by a combined 14 points. So they're playing good basketball. They're right on the edge. I really like what they're doing. So even though they're 1-4, I've really enjoyed watching them play, and they lost to the Rockets as well in overtime, a great game that went into overtime. So I really like this Magic team so far, and I'm really curious to see what they can do going forward.
What do you like about Scott Skiles' system?
You know, he just works really well with young players. He works well with Oladipo, and Elfrid Payton is kind of changing. He's just becoming that pure point guard guy who can control the offense already in his second year. And I like the way he's using his rotation as well, involving Aaron Gordon and the team as a whole. I just think he's a good coach for a young team. He's one of those guys where it seems like, you know, he never can really take a team over the hump. So when Orlando gets to that point of being a playoff team of five or, you know, a 3 to 6 seed every year, he'll probably get fired because he won't be able to win the big one. But he gets you at least to that point where he can develop players and he can do it the right way.
Hey, Joe George is with us in studio tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And I definitely want to get your assessment of the game and how it played out last night. The Bulls with a big win at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, I was very impressed with this Bulls
team. Doesn't it feel like it's mid-April?
It does.
Kind of has a playoff feel to it?
It does, because the Bulls have had a shaky start to the season so far. It hasn't looked great. Derrick Rose went 4 straight games scoring single-digit points. The game before he played Russell Westbrook and the Thunder, he scored 4 points. He's shooting terrible. He still can't totally see. And then he comes out against the Thunder last night, and he puts up 11 points in the first half, and he puts up 18 in the second half, has 29 for the game. And there's something I wish Derrick could play the Thunder, the Cavs, and like the Wizards every night. Derrick is a special player when he plays these top point guards. Derrick still feels like he has something to prove. So whenever he goes against Russell Westbrook and John Wall and Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving, he plays so well. Even when he's barely played any basketball, he's played terrible basketball, he just shows up, he plays like the MVP Derrick Rose, and then the next game he's probably going to play terrible when they play Minnesota.
And Jimmy Butler, you know, throws in 26.
Yeah, Jimmy, I don't know what you can say about Jimmy that hasn't already been said. He's a fantastic basketball player. His development since he came out of Marquette has just been absolutely incredible. It seems his range is improving this year. He can shoot more and more of the three ball and more consistently, and the deep two. He still consistently gets to the basket as well. Jimmy Butler is a special player, and his defense, oh my gosh, it's incredible. It's watching him play defense. You know, it's not like it's Tony Allen defense where, you know, of the Grizzlies, where he's just a lockdown defender and no one can get by him. Mm-hmm. But Jimmy's pretty close to that. I mean, watching him go against Durant, he does pretty much as well as anyone can going against a guy like Kevin Durant with that much skill.
Do you think the Bulls are the deepest team in the Eastern Conference?
That's hard to say right now.
Because you believe the Clippers are the deepest team, right?
Yeah.
In the Western Conference.
The thing with the Bulls is I'd like to say yes, but Mike Dunleavy's injured. Kirk Heinrich is injured. You know, the one thing I really enjoyed about Fred Hoiberg, and I was waiting for this, and I was expecting this to happen not this fast, not five games into the season, but last night when he inserted Doug McDermott into the starting lineup, I was really excited. I mean, he put up 17 points in the 25-point loss to the Hornets. Doug has played very well this season so far. So I do think they're very deep, and they might be the deepest team in the Eastern Conference. I'm not sure who else can match up with them besides, of course, a healthy Cavs team.
Okay, so it's week two of the NBA season. And did you envision that the Chicago Bulls right now would be sitting at 4-2?
Yeah, I think I did. I almost expected their losses to come a little bit differently, though. You know,
how so?
I expected them to lose to the Thunder and the Cavs.
Okay.
Two of the four teams they've beaten so far. You know, those are tough games. And the Bulls, I didn't expect them to lose 130 to 105 against the Hornets. I mean, that game blew my mind. The Hornets were shooting like the Warriors, basically. I mean, they were just hitting everything they wanted to. They were playing really great basketball. The Bulls didn't play that well. Derrick Rose had 4 points, as I said earlier. So, yeah, the Bulls, I'm not surprised that they're 4-2. I think they're going to be, you know, a top three seed this year. I think they could win the whole Eastern Conference if they stay healthy. I definitely think that's possible. But, yeah, the Bulls, I'm not surprised that they're 4-2 right now. I'm just a little bit surprised of how it's happened.
Our producer from YSR, Joe George, is behind the mic right here on the Big E Sports Show. Reach out to our audience and tell them where they can check out your new, brand new podcast page.
Yeah, so I just started a new podcast called Nothing But Net.
I love it.
Follow us on Twitter at NBN Podcast. Our first episode just came out within the last hour, actually.
Outstanding.
So you can follow it. It's me, it's myself, and former NBA player Troy Hudson. He used to play for the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's my co-host. So in our first episode,
awesome,
we had another former NBA player, Gary Trent, on. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a really cool podcast. It's all basketball based. So if that's what you love, you're going
to
like us.
I will definitely check it out. A couple more quick hits here. Talk to me about Steph Curry. I mean, he's been just blazing quite a trail, hasn't he?
Yeah, the fact that he scored the most points through five games.
That's historic.
Yeah, since Michael Jordan. I mean, like they show the list on TV and there's five guys and there's four people in front of Steph, but all four of them are Michael. I mean, Steph is putting up a historic season so far. He's the cockiest player in the NBA right now.
Yeah, he says the Warriors are better than they were last year.
Yeah, because...
Do you believe it?
Yes, 100%. Because the difference between the Warriors and a team like, you know, the Spurs, who have had longevity, and the Cavs, LeBron every year gets older. And so do the Warriors, but the difference is Draymond Green's still only in like his third or fourth year in the NBA. You know, Steph Curry's like 20. I think Steph's 26 now. Klay Thompson, he's just as young. This team is so young. They're not even in their prime yet. If they stay this good, and Harrison Barnes especially, this team is just incredible. They're only going to get better, and I have no problem saying this. I think they have a legitimate shot of at least of any team we've seen in the last couple years, besides probably year two or three of the Heat with LeBron and Wade. This team has the best chance to push the Jordan of 72-9
wow.
record. If anyone's ever going to do it, it's definitely going to be this basketball team.
Okay, thanks so much for dropping by, Joe. We appreciate
it. Anytime.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter, @eRadioSports, and we will be right back with much, much more.